说中文。
Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese. Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Your Coffee Break with Chinese Pod. I'm Alice.
Hi everyone, I'm Josh. 欢迎回到中文播客。
Chinese culture places a lot of importance on status, especially in the workplace. In English, we address one another simply by saying Mr., Mrs., or Miss.
没错，在中国公司里，职位高低很重要。我们不能叫老板或是主管，陈先生、王女士、李小姐。听起来很没礼貌。
So in today's lesson, we'll learn how to address other people in the workspace, and we'll learn some vocabulary on different roles in the corporate world.
没错，我们开始吧。
A common behavior in the workspace is to go through great lengths to show respect to the leaders of the company. For example, your boss, your supervisor, your manager, etc.A very interesting way we go about doing so is to call them by their surname, followed by the position they're in.
没错，比如说李董事长，你也可以叫他李董。
So for example, Chairman Li or Li Dong for short.
或是张总经理。
Or General Manager Chang.
你也可以叫他张总。
For short.
还有王经理。
Or...Manager Wang,
或是陈部长
or Mr. Chen, who's the head of sector.
没错。
How about if we're at an event and we see the boss's wife, let's say?
这时候你要叫她董事长夫人。那如果是总经理的话，你可以叫她总经理夫人、经理夫人，还有部长夫人。
How about if it's the boss's husband?
中文没有特别的说法，但是你可以叫他比如说李先生或是张先生。
So simply Mr. Li or Mr. Chang. Let's learn some department names that may appear in a corporate company.
好，我们来学几个部门。
部门 means department.
比如说客服部。
So for example, Department of Customer Services.
或是资讯部
or the IT department.
公关部
public relations.
还有人事部
human resources.
或是财务部
or finance department.
Welcome back to another installment of Chinese Pod Trivia. And the question for you is,For what test does Chinese Pod offer preparation services for? Is it A, the polygraph, B, the colonoscopy, C, the HSK test, or D, the CAT scan?
The CAT scan?
Ooh, sorry, that is incorrect. The correct answer is C, the HSK test. That's right, Chinese Pod will thoroughly prepare you to pass this rigorous test of proficiency in Chinese. ChinesePod.com/HSK.
Another important Chinese company culture is when it comes to introducing people, we usually start from the lower position to the higher position. So we introduce from the bottom up.
没错，比如说我要介绍张助理给王经理。
So for example, you'd like to introduce Assistant Chang to Manager Wang.
没错，我可以说王经理，我要为您介绍资讯部的张助理。
So you can say, Manager Wang, I'd like to introduce Assistant Chang from the IT department to you.
我再告诉张助理，这位是王经理，他负责的是公司的物流管理。
So then you can tell Assistant Chang that this is Manager Wang, who is responsible for our company's logistics.In today's lesson, we learned that there are certain ways we can address people of a higher position in a Chinese company. Let's do a practice.
好，比如说我要介绍实习生给石总。
I'm a GM.
没错，所以我可以告诉石总，石总，这位是新来的实习生，是从营销部来的。
So a new intern from the marketing department.
没错， 他负责在微博上发布文章。
Responsible for publishing social media content on Weibo.
没错。再来我可以告诉实习生，这位是石总，他负责的是公司的公关部。
So I'm a GM from the PR department.
你以后要好好跟石总学习。
And how about you? My assistant?
是啊，是。
So, 范助理。
没错。
Now go get me my coffee.
好，马上去。
I hope you've enjoyed your coffee break with us. Let us know if there are any other terms or vocabularies that you'd like to learn.
如果有什么问题，欢迎在下面告诉我们，我们很快就会回答你的。我是 Josh.
I'm Alice.
我们下次见。
Bye bye.
As usual, ChinesePod provides an extensive selection of learning materials for this lesson on its website, www.chinesepod.com. You can access this lesson directly with the lesson number
4505.
So just go to www.chinesepod.com/4505 and you will find a transcript, vocabulary, and much more. The link again, www.chinesepod.com/4505.